The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Radio 5 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Is that Joe Biden's like theme now, guys? Frankie, is that what that is? I hear it when
I don't know. I'll research that.
Great song, love this song, and very smart if Joe Biden got that. But I don't know that it's going to help him. We got the debates coming up. When are the debates, Frankie Five Boroughs?
Wednesday and Thursday in Miami.
Oh boy. All right. So that's going to be very, very interesting. But there's so many candidates. They got to do 2 days. Who's doing the first one? MSNBC? Is it NBC with Rachel Maddow? Is that right?
Well, I think NBC is sponsoring both debates, and I'm not sure who the moderators are for either debate.
I think Lester Holt is one of them. I thought he was.
Yeah. It's going to be very, very interesting what happens, and does anybody care on this? But I don't know that anybody touches the president. Very interesting to see. Stay with me on this. And a good morning and a happy Monday. It's June 24th. It's summertime.
Okay, so I have the moderators, yeah. Joe, if you want.
Yeah,
there are five debate moderators. The five moderators for the first debate include Savannah Guthrie, Lester Holt, Chuck Todd, Rachel Maddow, and Jose Diaz-Balart.
All right. Well, there it is. But, can anybody ding this president? I don't think so. Anything can happen. You know, you still got time.
Well, they have to win the nomination before they even have.
Yeah, but I don't think any one of them, if any one of them wins the nomination, they can ding the president. Not any one of them. I'm telling you right now. The thing is, it's interesting to see when you watch Bill Maher, and whether you like Bill or not, he's very smart, and politically, I don't understand. Sometimes I can't watch the show because it's so in another alternate universe, you know. But he said, "Oprah, bring Oprah back." He made that. He said that right on the air live, and I'm thinking, Oprah's the only one. And who said that? Michelle Obama. It was Roger Stone on this show, and he broke it on this show. He said, "There's only one person that give the president a run for his money, and nobody really knows Donald Trump better than Roger Stone." And he goes, boom. He goes, it could be Michelle Obama. And these two women going in, I don't know that it will ever happen. But if they stay at bay, I don't think anybody could. I don't think anybody shows up. But again, it's early and anything can happen. Assemblyman Dov Hykin is going to join us. There's a lot going on. There's a rally, again, opposed to Ilhan Omar over the weekend, and this rise of anti-Semitism. Dov will get into it in a big, big way, because, and then with AOC making that reference, and then they doubled down. This is what I love about the Democrats. And again, it's not even the Democrats. It's the socialists. It's these socialists trying to take out the money, take out the country, you know, and getting money to raise money for their campaigns. It's ridiculous. Is they're trying to take away everything that we stand for, and they step up and they actually equate what's happening in the southern border with quote unquote concentration camps, and that is insulting. Double break that down for you. Plus, Colonel Douglas McGregor, he's a retired United States Army colonel, and I cannot wait to hear what he says about Iran, because a lot of people are applauding the president for saying, okay, look, they took down a drone. I don't want it to cost us 150 Iranians, because that's what the estimate I got if I went after. But were there not installations that you could just take out that were not manned installations, just as a retaliatory fight? However, I'll tell you this. It's exactly what Iran wanted us to do. They wanted to suck us in, and I think the president stunned everybody by not doing anything. And I think it was, in many, many ways, a brilliant move, because I didn't expect it. And you know that Iran's just taunting us, just teasing us. So more, we did a cyber attack over the weekend with Iran, and then we had more sanctions. We have more sanctions going to effect today, I believe. So that's might be the way to do it, and Colonel McGregor will break it down for us as well. Because, you know, I'm just kind of a hawk. Take him out, you know. But it's going to be interesting. And don't forget about the border, too. The border. The president gives the Democrats 2 more weeks to come up with comprehensive immigration reform. Show me something. And I thought that was very smart as well. 877-970-2999. You give me a call and let us know exactly what you're thinking on our balance of nature of phone lines, because you actually know best. And Frankie Five Boroughs, interesting that how the president's been acting. He's been very, very almost diplomatic for Donald J. Trump. And maybe a lot of Americans, I think he's got his pulse on what a lot of Americans are feeling, Frank, you know?
Absolutely. Well, look, the guy is a master marketer. He absolutely has a sense of where the American people are, not just with respect to foreign policy, but cultural issues and a wide variety of issues.
Yeah, it's so true. And they're saying here, I don't even want to be good. People are criticizing the president. I'm seeing conservatives go on, don't give the Democrats anything. Oh, you should retaliate back. It's so easy to say that. But I think the president absolutely has an absolute handle on everything that's going on. And the president also says that Mike Pence is 100% President Trump's running mate for 2020. I don't know if you could ask for a better running mate than Mike Pence. During an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, the president called Mike Pence's favorite, his friend, and said there's a zero chance he would consider anybody else. Very, very interesting. And how interesting was it, Five Boroughs, to see the president on mainstream media? We got into it with Rick Klein. Very interesting, and I think very smart.
You know, I'm not terribly surprised. I mean, I'm surprised that he's taken such a break from doing these mainstream media interviews. I mean, this, remember, was what propelled his whole candidacy, is the free airtime that all these networks gave him. I mean, if you take at its most viewed moment of the week, right, Fox News can maxes out at 3 million viewers at any one time, right? Then you take the other right-wing networks, One America News and Newsmax, you're talking maybe 40 or 50,000 each. So at most, if the president's going on Fox News, Fox Business, One America News, Newsmax, you're talking at most 5 million viewers that he reaches. Now, there's 300 million people in the country. That means 295 million aren't watching the right-wing newscasts. So he's got to do this if he wants to reach the purple voters in the states that he won, that Obama also won. The whole thing is academic at this point. There was one analysis that I saw over the weekend that showed President Trump could lose the popular vote by as much as 5 million votes and still win the election because of the Electoral College. So the whole election is all about how do you win Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Florida, and then maybe Nevada and New Mexico. And so in order to do that, you have to appeal to people that don't watch right-wing punditry.
Yeah, and amazing to see. Hey, Frank, can I ask you about this, too? 12 minutes after 7 o'clock with Joe on the radio. Hope you had a good weekend. And we had a great weekend. Great weekend. It was so funny. We went to – hey, by the way, and I want to get to the news in a second, but I didn't know, Frank, that you're not supposed to really, like, light a candle, like, in a hospital room, you know, because it could mean – because all the oxygen – I mean, I don't know how we missed that. We had a party, if you missed it, in the 6 o'clock hours. We had a party in my mom's hotel. Hospital room, because she's okay, by the way. She just went for a checkup, and grace of God, she's doing great. But we were supposed to have a party for my sister Carol. We had it in the hospital room, and so you can't light a candle. Apparently not. Everybody came running in. I guess you could blow it up. Is it that dangerous within a hospital room with the oxygen?
I would think so. Whenever you have a flame and all that oxygen, it creates a lot of combustibility.
There's only 6, 12, 18 signs in every room that say, you know,
no smoking,
matches. Yeah, you
know. It was the worst. We were the worst.
You know, when you hear that, that's oxygen. But, you know, it's a heck of a party
Happy
popper.
Happy birthday.
Boom. Whoa. Hey. All right.
God forbid.
How's your eyebrows? Great. I don't have them anymore. All right.
Yeah. If that was the worst. Oh, my God. Thank God. Oh, my God. And the dog was there, and there was
the dog.
Yeah.
You had a dog in the hospital room?
My sister takes a dog wherever she goes, wherever she goes. So wherever you see Carol, there will be the dog in front of her. You go open the door. Carol, hi. The dog runs in, you know. So it's like, and she knows. We all joke about it. It's like, so the dog was in the hospital room. And it wasn't, I don't know, do they let, can't you just say, oh, it's a comfort pet now and get away with
it?
Now?
Yeah, you probably can.
Well, how big is the dog?
It's like a small lab, a small lab.
A small lab. Oh, all right. Yeah, like, somebody brought a dog to a party yesterday, had like one of those pouches, you know, like they were carrying like the emotional support dog, whatever.
I don't understand.
But it was cute. No, very cute, very well behaved, like not jumping around, yep, 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 you know, with that yappy bark. That would annoy people. It didn't do any of that. Yeah. Didn't do any of that.
I hate the.
Oh my God! Just get a different bark. Can it be deeper? That's better.
When you meet somebody and they have the dog.
Raggy?
Oh, don't you like my dog?
Right?
It's like, Frank, you with the cats. You put up with the cats. I can't. I have no patience for cats. I have no patience for yappy dogs, guys. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's just like, just kind of to say, please. Meantime, when Otis walks into the room, you know, it's like, hello. He's like a bear coming into the room. Hey, 14 minutes after 7 o'clock. Frank, what this whole thing on Netflix, what's a little upsetting is they're like trying cases on cable television, on Netflix and the like. Like, and with this whole Central Park 5 situation. And I meant to talk about it, and I know people have been commenting about it. And it's kind of weird the way something happens, and then there's a cable show about it. And then everybody's supposed to, and most people do get their opinion from this Netflix series. Where are we with this, and why won't this go away, Frankie Five Burrows?
Well, why won't what go away?
The Central Park 5 story, they revisited it, they came back on it, and everybody's talking about it. How true and how factual was the Netflix series?
Well, it's completely not factual. I mean, it's fictional. It's fiction, basically.
So the director
of this film, Ava DuVernay, she's a very talented filmmaker, but, you know, her thing is kind of make Black empowerment films. I was talking about this with my fiance, and she was saying, you know, I don't know if I may want to watch this. Do you want to watch it? I said, well, yeah, I'm happy to watch it, but as long as you understand that when it's done by Ava DuVernay, who did Selma, who did 13, who did a number of films that push a certain narrative about the Black community and its place in the world, it's going to take a certain narrative and a certain take that I don't know if it's reality. Now, not only has the former prosecutor Linda Fairstein said that the series is called When They See Us. Not only has she said When They See Us is completely factually inaccurate, but so have all the police that worked on this. Now, obviously, the Central Park Five, they were exonerated. They have their, they got a generous settlement from the city for being wrongfully convicted. A lot of people really question whether the city should have made that settlement and whether they did, in fact. It's pretty clear they didn't rape the Central Park jogger, but a lot of people believe that they may have played a role in assaulting her. And the reason people believe that is because that's what they confessed to. Now, the narrative of this series is, and next time we have Ray Kelly or Bill Bratton on or Bernie Kerik, they're all experts in this. I'm not. But, the narrative of this series says that those confessions were essentially beat out of them by police officers. Now, the police officers that worked at the time, they said, no, you can actually go ahead and look at these people at the time right after they made these confessions, and they don't have a scratch on them. So I don't buy this at all. And and especially there's one particular scene that's depicted in the film, and that's why it's called When They See Us, meaning Black people, where the prosecutor who works as an ADA in Robert Morgenthau's office, again, these are all Democrats, Morgenthau, a partisan Democrat, always a Democrat. Linda Fairstein was told the police, round up all the Black people, essentially. Round up any Black person you see. Now, anybody that knows anything about policing knows that assistant district attorneys aren't in a position to be in a police precinct and tell the police to go who to look for. That is not at all how policing works. So, I mean, it's fictitious. I mean, there's no reason people can't watch the film, but they shouldn't assume that this is a...
But you know what? To your point, Frank, and thank you for breaking that down. I've been meaning to ask you that for a couple of days, and thank you, because you know you stay on this when you want to cover something about New York. Nobody knows it better than Frankie Five Boroughs, and it does seem like that. So then I catch over the weekend, guys. Al, what was the Spike Lee Klansman? What was the name
Black
of that?
Black Klansman.
Yeah, Black Klansman.
So I'm watching. I'm in a catatonic stupor, whatever it was Friday night, about to go to bed, you know, and we're just exhausted from the week, and I see this and Spike Lee's a great film. Now, he directed this, correct, Frankie?
Yes.
Eyebrows? He directed it and wrote it. And wrote it, I believe, co-wrote it.
Won
the Academy.
He won an Oscar for it, yeah.
Right. So, by the way, they use the N-word more in that movie than I've heard in the last 50 years. More in that film. But it's about the Ku Klux Klan and about how a young black kid gets into talking to David Duke, and then the police infiltrate the Klan. So I'm watching this, and it was, I think, taking place in Colorado. Is that right, Five Boroughs?
I haven't seen the film yet. I'm not familiar with it.
I'll tell you, great film, but it's misguided. It's misguided. And when you see Spike, he's Mr. New York, and you see him, and he's nice and everything. But you can't take that to the point I'm talking about, and why I wanted to bring up the Central Park Five. When you watch these documentaries and they're on HBO or they're on Netflix, they are slanted, and to Frank's point, they are indeed fictional. You can't trust them. And I'm watching Spike's film, this clip, and it's got, you take a sliver. And I wanted to chat about this, and we'll get into it more when we come back. But a sliver of the society that is wrong, in this case, the Ku Klux Klan. And then you can make it into a film so the world, as they watch this major motion picture, they're all racist, and they're all, in America, everybody is a member of the Klan. And at the end of the movie, Spike puts an American flag upside down, which is a distress signal. So you're sending out, we're distressed because everybody is so racist, and it's so wrong to put that message out. Because on the other hand, you could take a sliver of another part of the community, you know, and you could make it look like that's the problem. So when you watch something, please, with a grain of salt. It's always with a grain of salt. And God forbid we should do stuff that is like pro-America. You know what I mean? That is that supports all the goodness of the country. You take something bad and you can blow it into the motion picture, and everybody's going to think, that's America around the world. And that's a danger, I think, because young people will believe this. Hey, 721 with Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Debbie Duhaime looking out for you on the roads. It's a Monday, and Monday. Debbie's got the traffic. Here we go, Deb. How are we looking this morning?
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. First of all, 18 southbound, everything reopened in East Brunswick. That overturned vehicle cleared. It's busy on the Garden State Parkway, so if you're heading back from the shore, it's going to be tough for you on the Garden State Parkway North getting up toward the Union Tolls. It's an accident and a debris spill to deal with. Traffic is heavy at the inbound GWB. It's about an hour. Lincoln, 30. Holland, about 30 to 40. So prepare for delays. It's still horrible on the Deegan southbound at the Cross Bronx. Police department activity, cleanup from an earlier accident, 11th Avenue. Again, keep in mind, from 57th all the way down to the Lincoln Tunnel, it's one way getting outbound at the Lincoln there. Belt Parkway westbound at Cross Bay Boulevard. That's an accident involving several cars. And the LIE westbound stop-and-go traffic getting right out toward the BQE and that new construction pattern. Southern State East at Merrick Avenue, an accident blocking a few lanes. Partly cloudy today, high in the 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
At Farmers Insurance, we know every windshield collision has a unique sound. Beetle. Bird poop. Drone. Seen it, covered it. Talk to farmers.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Democrats want 16-year-olds to vote. Kevin McCullough wouldn't even let his 16-year-old drive.
There's a huge effort to get 16-year-olds to vote in places like New York. I wouldn't give my car to my 16-year-old. I don't have a 16-year-old, but I wouldn't let them drive the car at 16. Why would I let them help choose the leader of the free world?
Kevin McCullough Radio, weeknights at 5 on AM 970 The Answer, with special airings Wednesdays at 4.
From the Fox Business Network, FedEx is cutting prices to online businesses to attract new contracts. FedEx is ending its relationship with Amazon later this month. The Wall Street Journal says FedEx will offer merchants two-day air for the same price as shipping by ground. Eldorado Resorts has a deal to merge with Caesars Entertainment. Reuters says it's a cash and stock deal worth about $18 billion. Former Toys R Us executive Richard Barry appears to be moving forward with his plan to open some Toys R Us stores and a website before Christmas. Isaac Larian, CEO of toy company MGA Entertainment, says he'll sell inventory to the business. MGA makes Bratz dolls and LOL surprise toys. However, the new Toys R Us is expected to include only a half dozen stores. The Dow was down 34 on Friday. NASDAQ dropped 19, S&P down 3. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super PolyGrip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
PolyGrip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing.
Surprise!
The birthday gals arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the smartwaytobuy.com. And see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The smart way to buy, only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up and I'm feeling better and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
We love Balance of Nature and we love Durasan. You got to try Durasan. I'm telling you, I was saved by Durasan in church over the weekend. You heard me talking about that. Oh. The guy in front of me, what a great guy, older guy, you know, and God bless him, he's at church, you know, and I love that he had his faith, and, but he, with the handkerchief, why do you use, you ever notice guys, and they always use the same handkerchief, and then they, excuse me, I don't mean to be that, this graphic in the morning, but this is what gets me, this is why you should use Durasan in my opinion, they sniff, they take the handkerchief, and then they put it in their pocket. And then 2 minutes later, they take the same handkerchief out of the pocket. They put it on the nose again. And then when they go, peace be with you. Let us extend to one another the sign of the Lord's peace. And that hand comes over to you that's been with, oh, Lord. And then it's an elderly gentleman. I didn't want to be rude. Go, hey, pal, fist bump. Hey, fist bump. Hey, how about an elbow bump, pal? Because I don't want to touch you. I shake the guy's hand. Boom. You know what? I go right into my pocket. I take out my Durasan. And all you hear in the church is this. And then I am totally clean. You know what's good about Durasan? It lasts for 24 hours. So after I sprayed my hand with the guy in front of me, and I had the Durasan in my hand, there was a little kid. Hey, sir, peace be with you. Oh, a little kid that wipes the snot off of his nose. Great. and shook his hand, and I went, peace be with you, my little brother. I did like that. I turned away, secretly reached in my pocket, and so, and it's not just being a germaphobe. That's the way you get sick. I'm telling you right now. So, and Durasan comes in bottles, comes in wipes. You got to check out these little credit card kind of displays. I have one that says My Pillow on it, one that says Piscopo on it, one that says AM970, The Answer. And like Al said, you can find Durasan in Ace Hardware or Bed Bath & Beyond. That's where they are now. Because I think they've been, since they've been on the show, now they are exploding all over. So, to this point, if you, and I'm at the hospital, they don't have Durasan there. If you run a hospital, you want Durasan because it is the absolute best hand sanitizer you're going to find. And if you're listening to the show, you get a 20% discount when you mention Piscopo in the morning, okay? Go to Durasan.com. You got to check out Durasan.com. Best product made. Lifesaver for me. 844-DURASAN, D-U-R-I-S-A-N. You can call Durasan as well at 844-387-4726.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Got a lot to get into this morning. And good morning, 877-970-2999. I'll go to the calls in 2 seconds on our Balance of Nature phone line. But just wanted to not lose sight that 22 police officers have been assassinated in the line of duty, and which is just inexcusable. Now, look at this. North County Police Cooperative Officer Michael Langsdorf was murdered Sunday evening. Look at this. This in Wellston, Missouri. North County Police Cooperative Officer was murdered in the line of duty. You know, he just went into a food market, arrived on a call because someone was trying to pass a bad check. The suspect was on, he took the gun, the officer's gun, and then kills the officer. I'm telling you, this is why I'm so pro law enforcement. You put your life on the line in the simplest of things. Oh, bad check, I'll go, I'll show up, you know? And people, and already we lost over the weekend 3 police officers, now 22. This to me is an epidemic. This to me is something I would like to see the politicians in D.C. address, along with the mass shootings in schools and in workplaces. And no, it's, guns is not the answer. It's, why is it happening? Why is it happening now? More than ever, it seems to be happening. 877-970-2999. Oh, Ralph is on the line. We love when Ralph calls. Good morning, Ralph. What are you thinking this morning, good, brother? Good, yeah, there he goes.
What I'm thinking this morning is, you know, just when we think the whole case about Justice Smollett is a hopeless cause, along came the Cook County judge who bring new life to this case by putting in a special prosecutor. The kudos goes to the judge. The commendation, it's such a commendable effort on the part of this lady judge to do this kind of courageous thing as well, Joe, for this judge to do what she's doing here. So kudos to the judge. Hip, hooray to this judge. And a short message to President Trump. President Trump, keep on keeping on what you are doing to keep America great.
Thank you. Ralph, I love that, man. Comes from another country, learns the laws, learns the language, kind of, and he supports the president. We love you, Ralph, but thanks for calling. It's your, what's going on with that Jesse Smollett thing, Frankie? Isn't that the weirdest thing
right,
in
so
the
they've,
world?
They've appointed a special prosecutor to look into it, so it's going to be interesting to see what this special prosecutor comes up with in terms of the decision to drop charges against Smollett and if there was any sort of shenanigans going on behind the scenes. But I think this is a case, you know, I'm generally not for special prosecutors, but this is a case where it seems like a special prosecutor is certainly warranted. And speaking of your support for the police, Joe, and prosecutors, I do have to mention tomorrow is going to be the first election for Queens DA in decades, the first competitive election for Queens DA in decades.
Right.
And last Tuesday, when Bill Bratton was here, he warned everybody about the existential threat that Tiffany Caban would pose if she gets elected tomorrow. Now, since then, since that warning, she's been endorsed by the New York Times, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren. She had already been endorsed by Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez. And this is someone who's running for the top prosecutorial job in Queens, who essentially says she's not going to put anyone in prison, even violent felons. So people who are registered Democrats in Queens, really, if they want any semblance of law and order, I would certainly hope that they go out and vote tomorrow and not for Tiffany Caban.
Yeah, thank you, Frank. We're trying to stay on these local things. You know what I try to do on the show, too? I see something and I go, I say something. Because if it's wrong or it's misguided or it's trying to brainwash us, you know? And we try to just, at least try to make common sense of it. And we're not, I'm, without an opinion, just saying, just be careful. Just watch it because the narrative now is so slanted, I think, against the country. And it's not just against the president. It's against the country. There's a lot of anti-American rhetoric that is out there that is a narrative. And the only thing that scares me are the young folks. I have to deprogram my children when I talk with them. Not when I see something on the news. And I see something come on. Now you saw where Ilhan Omar, we're going to get into this with Assemblyman Duff Hyken. You know, she's the representative, and she that is very, very anti-Semitic. And she will say things and say certain things. And she came into this country from Somalia seeking asylum. She lived in a refugee camp in when she was in Somalia, yet so anti-American. Anti-American. And when you see this, and there were things about said about Congresswoman Omar that I kind of discounted, thought maybe it was gossip, because again, I try to guard it on this program to be as objective as we can. Now the Minnesota paper came out. Did you see that, Frankie Five Boroughs, over the weekend? I believe it's the Star Tribune, correct me if I'm wrong, that it said there's all sorts of things that she could have broke campaign laws. And now I don't know that this is true, but they keep insinuating she married her brother. And look, if you're going to criticize the country, get your act in order. You know what I'm saying? And this woman is, in my opinion, is a mess. And we'll be talking about it with Assemblyman Duff Hyken. And the thing that is most disconcerting is the anti-American rhetoric, the anti-Israel rhetoric, and the anti-Semitic rhetoric from Ilhan Omar. And don't forget, Colonel Douglas McGregor is going to break it down for us on all the Iran tensions, exactly what's going on there. 877-970-2999. Big Al's got the headline news on 735 on AM 970. The answer. .com. Take it away, Big Al.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
69 degrees at 735. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A pizzeria owner from Long Island is reportedly the latest tourist to die suddenly in the Dominican Republic. Fox News reporting 56-year-old Vittorio Caruso of Glen Cove died June 17th in Santo Domingo while staying at the Boca Chica Resort. He is the third person from the tri-state area reported to have died under mysterious circumstances while traveling in the Dominican Republic this month. His sister says he was transported to the hospital in distress after drinking something and later died. Caruso's brother tells the Post that his brother was very healthy and had no known health problems when he left for his vacation 6 weeks ago. The latest tightroping stunt from the Willendas is a success, this time in New York City. Last night, crowds gathered to watch Nick Willenda and his sister Liana cross a thin steel cable 25 stories above Times Square. 2 years ago, Liana suffered a near-fatal fall during a rehearsal for an 8-person pyramid stunt. Yesterday's stunt marked her first public walk since that tragic fall. In sports, Jay Happ ripped for 8 runs in 4-plus innings. Yankees lost 9-4 to the Astros in the Bronx. Seth Lugo serving up a 3-run homer to Javier Baez in the 8th inning as the Mets lost 5-3 to the Cubs at Wrigley. Pete Alonso hitting his 27th home run. That breaks Daryl Strawberry's club record for a rookie. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Let's take a ride over to the Hutch northbound at the Cross County. It's an accident just cleared on the ramp, but it's still really busy. Southbound Thruway slowing down by exit 13. Accident getting down towards Spring Valley. 287 West 8W getting out through White Plains. Busy with a collision cleared out of the way. Inbound GWB an hour to the upper, 35 to the lower. Lincoln 30 in Holland about 40 minutes getting into town. It's still pretty busy on the Garden State Parkway northbound getting up toward the Union tolls. Accident and a debris spill. Looks like paint fell from a truck and they're cleaning up the mess. The New Jersey Turnpike northbound, heavy traffic right now as you get up through 11 and getting up toward 14. Looks a lot like a lot of people coming back from the Jersey Shore after a long, beautiful weekend. Let's go over to the Deegan southbound right at the Cross Bronx. Police Department activities still out there on the ramp. Partly cloudy today, high in the 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Want a great night's sleep? Get a two-pack of MyPillows premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Now, I've always been blown away by folks who are in trouble with the IRS and try and do it themselves. If a doc told you that you needed to have your appendix taken out, would you just wing it and do the surgery yourself? It's not the job of the IRS to look out for your best interests. You need to know somebody who knows exactly what they're doing, what to say, what not to say, how to win. And that's why I recommend the pros at Rush Tax Resolution. A-plus rating, incredible zero complaint history with the BBB. If you've received any letter from the IRS, if you're a 1099, you're a business owner behind on payroll taxes, call my friends at Rush Tax Resolution, 855-IRS-CALL, 855-477-2255. Put an end to the notices, the levies, the liens, the fear of what's next. Call Rush Tax Resolution today, 855-477-2255, 855-477-2255, or rushtaxresolution.com. That's rushtaxresolution.com.
Thank you, Larry. Joey on the radio. He's 7:39 on the radio. You know, Empire State, I'm going to go to Dove Hiking. Please stay right there if you'd be so kind to do it. I want to tell you about Empire State Bank first, though, if I may. It's a community-oriented bank, great people, love Empire State Bank. It's the bank that truly takes your business personally. They provide a full range of business deposit and lending products in addition to consumer deposit products that are tailored to meet each customer's specific financial needs. They are banking professionals, and you're going to love the hometown feel of that Phil Guarneri, he's the CEO of Empire State Bank, with Esmeralda and Tom and the great team over there. It's like a team and a family. So when you go in, you don't know. You know you're a business. You want to be protected. You got to go to Empire State Bank. Nobody knows that better than Empire State Bank CEO Phil Guarneri.
Thanks, Joe. Empire State Bank is different from other banks because we developed that personal relationship to help you support your business. Our business customers don't need to come out to us. We come to you to provide that service.
And when I went out there, and my buddy Frankie V, our great sales guy, goes, Joe, Phil would like you to go make an appearance with the bank. They're going to open a bank, great. New bank. It was like in a Chinese neighborhood that was an old Italian neighborhood. Every ethnicity, every walk of life, it was so celebratory. You got to at least check out Empire State Bank. They have locations on Staten Island, Brooklyn, in the lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank. Visit, please, ESBNA.com. That's ESBNA.com. Empire State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
7:41 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. I have immense respect and affection for Assemblyman Dove Hiken, a man who's a great, great patriot and true to his heritage, and that's what makes the country strong. Dove, welcome back to the show, my friend. Always great to have you with us.
Joe, good morning, and thank you so much for having me.
Well, Dove, here we go. You did a big rally over the weekend. What prompted this? What was this all about, Dove?
Joe, it's the ongoing issue of hate, anti-Semitism, anti-Americanism that is going on. It's becoming the new norm. you know, if you attack someone in the minority community, everyone will line up at a press conference to react, and rightfully so. If you attack someone who is gay, everyone will line up, and, you know, every Democrat will fight for the opportunity to get on television to condemn that. For some reason, Joe, when it comes to anti-Semitism, when it comes to hate, there's a different standard. I mean, this morning, we're all aware that Senator Cory Booker, right, running for the presidency of the United States, over the weekend when he was asked whether he would meet with Farrakhan, basically said, I meet with Farrakhan all the time. This is Farrakhan, whose hatred of Jews, whites, gays is unprecedented in this country. And this is the same Cory Booker, Democrat, who, you know, attacks other people for what they do. I mean, just the double standard. I'm getting nauseated by all this. It's just beyond understanding. And then, of course, Ocasio-Cortez and the Holocaust concentration camps, never again. What chutzpah, what audacity, what ignorance. That's what it is. It's pure unadulterated ignorance.
You're right.
To talk about, you know, the immigrants coming into this country illegally, the way they are being treated, and to use the words concentration camp and never again. I mean, what is going on in this country?
And your family. I mean, your family. You know, they were killed. You know, think about it. Yeah. Forgive me for bringing it up, Doug.
Joe. You know this. In 1944, you know, my parents lived in Czechoslovakia. My mother lived in a beautiful community. One day, they came, knocked on the door, said, "Get out!" All the Jews were rounded up. Okay? They were put on trains. Not trains, I'm sorry. Cattle cars. Many people died on the way to the concentration camps. They died from lack of water, a lack of food, because the trip to the concentration camp, to Auschwitz, could take days and weeks. So when they arrived at the concentration camps, the word, the chutzpah that she had to use, Ocasio-Cortez, when they arrived, the dead bodies were taken off first from the train. My mother, my grandmother, my mother's sisters and brothers, the nephews and nieces, they were on the platform at Auschwitz. I visited that platform. I saw where my mother and grandmother that I never met. I never had grandparents. I don't know what it means to have a grandparent. I am a grandparent, but I don't know what it means to have grandparents. And because they were murdered. That's what concentration camps are. That's what never again is. It is the murder. It is the brutality. It is the violence. It is the starvation. It is the gas chambers. It is the experimentation. You know, people were experimented on, Joe. You know this. I mean, women were taken. Twins were separated as they arrived and were experimented on by German doctors led by Mengele. So we have a member of the United States Congress who doesn't understand that what she said, I mean, she doubled down afterwards.
Yeah.
So, and you know, the issue is not Ocasio-Cortez, Joe. We're all the good people in the Democratic Party. Can we list the Democrats on one hand who spoke out, who took her to task, who said, this is wrong. This is wrong. You not only can't you count it on one hand, you can't count it on half the fingers of your hand. I don't know anyone, Joe.
Yeah,
No one spoke out.
Dub, you know, first of all, and to Corey, I have to address Corey because Corey is a longtime friend who I'm going to get a lot of heat for this, Dub, but I have affection for Corey. He's a nice guy and he's a Jersey guy and I love the guy. But for him to say anything bad about Joe Biden, what he did, and then to associate himself with Louis Farrakhan, and why is Louis Farrakhan still on Twitter, by the way, Dub? Why they're whacking everybody off of Twitter, but they allow Farrakhan on there, number one. And number two, with AOC, you and I could go, and you don't. This is what I love about you. You don't. People will go. Let me use it that way. People will go, no one's going to listen. She's got millions of followers, and she is, in a really sick way, trying to educate young people that are following her, millennials and younger, who, because she's a quote-unquote attractive candidate, she's saying, right, spewing hate. She's spewing lies. And to your point, why isn't anybody, and I hope this comes up with the debates Wednesday and Thursday this week, Dove Hyken, why isn't anyone, Chuck Schumer, not Pelosi, Maxine Waters, Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, who's right in the district where the radio station is, why aren't any of these people speaking
Jerry Nadler, God forgive him, he defended her. He came out and gave some cockeyed explanation about concentration camp. You know, suddenly everybody was trying to, what does concentration camp mean? We all understand what she said. There was a poll recently taken, Joe. 65% of millennials, 65%, never heard of Auschwitz.
Wow.
So yeah, 65% never heard of Auschwitz. When Cortez says what she says.
Yeah.
So yesterday at the event we had, I questioned, has Ocasio-Cortez, I wish a reporter would ask her a simple question.
Yeah.
Member of Congress, what book have you ever read on the Holocaust?
Yeah.
Tell me one book. Just challenge her. Yeah. You know, people run for president and debates. They ask them, what's your favorite book? Someone should ask Ocasio-Cortez, what book have you ever read on the Holocaust?
I
guarantee you, Joe, she never has read a book. Never.
Dove, you know, I love you, and I got to make you feel a little bit better. My son, Mikey, 16, in high school, came home and said, Dad, we're studying the Holocaust. I said, hallelujah. I swear to goodness, the teacher. But I remember a time where they did not even touch that in public schools.
Right.
And Mikey came home, and he talked. He said, did that really happen? Listen to what my son asks me, and I'm going to tell him exactly what happened. You can't forget about it. Dove, I'm telling you, you know, and I love your love of your heritage, Dove Hyken. You are legendary in that respect.
Thank you.
And sometimes I wish the Italians were that dedicated to our cause over here. You know what I'm just saying? But if it starts, it's going to start with Israel. It's going to start with the Jewish community. And who's going to be next? The Christians are going to be next. And they're going to line us all up. And we're right back to pre-war Germany, Dove Hyken.
Absolutely. Joe, things right now, are in terms of anti-Semitism and hate, unprecedented, has never happened before. In my lifetime, 36 years as an elected official, 10 years before that, being active and involved, we have never, Joe, had a situation of anti-Semitism so out of control. And it's not just in America. What's going on in France, what's going on in England, Germany, Belgium.
Yeah.
Something is terribly, terribly, terribly wrong. And the reason we went to Congressman Max Rose yesterday, you know, he's a war hero, okay?
Yeah.
He fought for America. I have respect for him. But I question, why are you being silent?
Yeah.
Stop looking at Democrat, Republican. If it's hateful, if it's anti-Semitism, if it's racism, one standard for everybody. Don't look the way the wind is blowing to decide what you're going to say and not say. Do the right thing. That's the message.
Amen. Dove, we love you. Listen, you got these airwaves, man. And by the grace of God, more and more people are listening. So you're always welcome here to get the right word out. Dove, I'll see you out there soon.
God bless you.
Godspeed, my friend. Thank you so much. Dove Hyken right there, former Democratic Assemblyman representing a borough, a park in Brooklyn for decades, son of Holocaust survivors, and really speaking the truth. And it's inexcusable that the politicians aren't doing exactly what Dove is asking, just to speak up against this anti-Semitic rise. Because once it starts there, it's going to wipe out everybody. Trust me. That's you know what? You read your history books, like Dove said, and you'll see exactly what happens. If you don't learn your history, you're doomed to repeat it. 751, Debbie's on the roads out there checking out all the traffic on a Monday, June 24th, 2019. Good morning, Debbie. How are we doing this morning?
Good morning. So sad they didn't know his grandparents, too. Oh, grandparents are just so special. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. The New York State Thruway southbound, right by exit 13. It's an accident in the left lane getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. You're still seeing delays on the Hutch north of the Cross County. An accident there just being cleared. And traffic is still pretty busy for you at the inbound GWB. Looks like about an hour into the upper, better to the lower. Lincoln Tunnel 35, Holland about 40 to 45. A lot of volume on the Garden Garden State Parkway North getting up toward the Union Tolls accident and a debris spill being cleared. Northbound New Jersey Turnpike heavy 11 up through 14. And it's still very busy on the LIE westbound getting out through the Sagdicos. More volume by 106.7. I see volume through Queens trying to get out toward the BQE through that new construction pattern heading into town over by the Queens Midtown Tunnel. It's still solid on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound 440 out through the Verrazano. Eastbound Gowanus slowing down up through Fort Hamilton Parkway out toward the Prospect. Traffic busy on the BQE in both directions out by the Brooklyn Bridge. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is astonished by Joe Biden.
Can you fathom how desperate you have to be as a presidential candidate who sees your front running status kind of evaporating? It's like sand through his fingers. And he literally said, when I'm president, we'll cure cancer.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
My business is at stake because the government told me I can't live out my faith in the workplace.
I was arrested for handing out the U.S. Constitution on my college campus.
A state law is forcing me to advertise for abortion.
It may be hard to realize that those statements are true. They sound unbelievable. Hi, Kevin McCullough. But our most fundamental freedoms are under attack, and these very attacks could happen in your business, in your school, even where you volunteer. I'm asking you to give to the Freedom Fund of Alliance Defending Freedom right now to protect not only your freedoms, but also the freedoms of your children and grandchildren. Visit AM970TheAnswer.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, or call 800-569-1559. Your gift of $100 will help you defend your freedom and provide the resources needed to fight critical court battles. That's 800-569-1559, 800-569-1559, or online at am970theanswer.com.
For our Ask the Lawyer friends and listeners, you can attend any of Connors and Sullivan's free seminars on elder law, Medicaid, wills, and estate planning, and more.
Yes, it's all free and all close to you. So come to Connors and Sullivan's free seminars.
On Tuesday, June 25th at the 3 West Club, 3 West 51st Street in Midtown Manhattan at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And on Thursday, June 27th at Bocelli's Ristorante, 1250 Highland Boulevard in Grasmere, Staten Island at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m.
Can't go to any Connors and Sullivan's free seminars? Then call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment.
Make an educated decision on your estate and family legal solutions today. Just call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 or go to connorsandsullivan.com. Connors and Sullivan. Plan now for later.
Hey, I tried you on the radio 5 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:55. Are you tired of dealing with dummies, friends? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. Thank you, Mr. Acavano. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, no wasting time dealing with dummies. You know, now I'm going to give you this, 5 minutes. I give it to 8 o'clock, all right? 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you get that free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota, and you don't got to deal with dummies. All European models are excluded, but for the first 5 minutes and the next five callers, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. Check out the state-of-the-art service center right there on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. And when you're over there, I keep telling you about Alex Kinsella. This is a great guy. He kind of came up with the whole concept of first five callers, next 5 minutes. Now he can offer you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And you don't have to deal with dummies, no back and forth. We want you to experience the new smart way to service at Route 22 Toyota, the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. But when you go there and you're getting your car serviced with the free multi-point inspection, the free oil change, and the free filter, if you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949, you'll check out this
the beautiful cars and all the opportunity that you have to get a great new car that, you know what, that you deserve. Like I always tell you, you deserve at least that. And you can get a great deal on a great car and you won't have to go through any shenanigans. Remember that word? No shenanigans at Route 22 Toyota. 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Everybody knows this guy. No, everybody knows he can do a radio show. Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Joe Lumberg is our marathon man, meteorologist from the Weather Answer Desk, a 757. Good morning, Joe. How are you doing this morning?
Fantastic. Off of a great weekend. I hope you got outside to enjoy the beautiful weather we had Saturday and Sunday.
You know what? There was a lot to do, a lot of responsibilities, but in the morning and at the end of the day, it was so pretty at the end of the day, Joey. Right? How many miles did you do, Joe?
160.
Oh my God! And your lungs are okay. Your ribs are okay.
Yep. We're breathing good.
You're an edible. You're an edible, Joey.
This week, I'm telling you, this is our kind of weather coming on this week. We're going to start to
bring
see
it to
warmth
me.
And humidity finally coming into play this week.
Good. And it's going to be like, when's this coming? A little rain tomorrow.
It's going to be later tonight, tomorrow morning. Then I think that may be the only rain for the week, believe it or not. 84 today, about 84 tomorrow, then 86 with sunshine Wednesday. And I think upper 80s on Thursday and Friday with sunshine and kind of elevated humidity.
Bring it on, Joe. Thank you, Joe Lumberg.
Summer's here, baby.
Finally, Joe. Always appreciate it. Joey Lumberg right there. Hey, Colonel Douglas McGregor will join us in the next hour. A retired U.S. Army colonel, combat veteran, author of 5 books, including Margin of Victory. It's Joe Piscopo with Frank and Alan Debbie, and we are coming right back at you.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.